give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll break you like
the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion. What an amazing segment with Bill McAfee, the owner and founder of Empire Title, the largest and the fastest growing title company in the entire city, over 70 team members. There are a lot of great title companies. Unified Title, Brian Cooper runs a great title company. They're two local ones. I mean, they've got more than 30% of the business right there, but we're very, very blessed to have these local companies here. And Bill McAfee and Rhonda have been growing for, I think, 14 years. Now, and it's just a blessing. And this is the podcast, or the power segment of the Jay Garvin Show, where I'm doing a real estate review of 2019. Did the economic update with Bill McAfee. We actually took two segments to do that. And the muse for this show and podcast was the fact that it is a very surprising and an amazing real estate year in Colorado Springs, and an economic year. Bill McAfee had mentioned that Colorado Springs is no longer a town of branches and retirees and leftovers and military bases. There's corporate headquarters moving here. Of course, you know that the Space Force was officially approved, and that's a huge move. You know everything that's happening with the Olympic and Paralympic Museum that is under construction and looking to open in 2020. We just had a groundbreaking ceremony for a 10,000 seat stadium right in the entrance of downtown, coming down Cimarron, with the Switchbacks soccer team hosting there, but also used as a multi-event venue. We just got city approval and groundbreaking on the CC hockey stadium at the north end, kind of bookends of the downtown. We've got official approval in 2020 of the Air Force Welcome Center up at Northgate, which is huge. We have the construction of the sports facility, UCCS, that's happening, breaking growth numbers with UCCS as far as the University of Colorado school systems. We've got Pikes Peak Community College is amazing. We've got friends of ours that have their daughters and sons in there in amazing mechanic degrees, nursing degrees, these really good trade degrees. We've got level-headed developments that are happening in the South End. You've got the whole Enterprise Zone downtown, where we just had the new hotel open up on Bijou. We just have that Marriott under construction. We've got, I told, with a Red Leg expansion there. You've got all of the investments on InterQuest with In-N-Out Burger, and it's Colorado Springs is coming into its own, and it is a tremendous review, and I believe it's a Christmas miracle. And let me tell you, here in this podcast, I want you please to call me at 719-330-1457. I really want us to be excited and not frustrated, because some people, hey, I have my days just trying to get from the Broadmoor Ivy Wild to downtown. I have to go past a half a dozen cranes and streets blocked off, but that's what progress looks like. I just came from Wisconsin through the holidays. And if you're from the Midwest, God bless you. If you're in the military, God bless you. I just went by Fort McCoy and went into La Crosse, Wisconsin to visit my aunt. And that is an amazing, beautiful city, but there is no growth there. It's very exciting to go into a city and have a three-bedroom, one-bath house right 5 blocks from downtown in La Crosse, Wisconsin, that you can buy for $150,000. That same house would be $300,000 here, but there is no jobs. There's no new jobs in La Crosse, Wisconsin. There's very few new jobs in Hammond, Indiana. There aren't a lot of new jobs outside of Dearborn, Michigan. I'm not saying those are bad places, or Lancaster, Michigan. And yes, every place is going to be hit positively by the millennial growth. There's 87 million millennials coming of age. But the real estate review for 2019 in Colorado Springs, the baseline story is that we haven't even begun the main course yet, folks. And this is just not a happy-go-lucky, naive assessment. I mean, I study this stuff religiously. Demographics and actuary numbers are fact. And we have 87 million millennials that are coming of age. In fact, the first millennial does not even turn 40 until 2021. So with a review in real estate in 2019, the bottom line takeaway for you in this podcast segment is that we have not even hit our fastest growing years yet. Bill McAfee said earlier that 2019 was a record-breaking year because we have demand mixed up with a much better interest rate and affordability index because the treasuries, the mortgage-backed securities, more specifically the Fed funding rate and the prime interest rate came down not a quarter, not a half, 0.75 points. It went from 5.5% all the way down to 4.75%. And please, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and sign up for an appointment to start your next purchase and refinance transaction. I've only ever refinanced my houses twice in my entire life in all 12 houses that I've owned, and I'm refinancing my primary residence right now because I'm taking my VA loan rate from 4.25% all the way down to 3.25%. And you've got to call me and get this started and locked in before the 31st of December, folks, because the bottom line up front is that with actuary numbers, the largest generation in the history of our entire 200-plus year country is the millennials at 87 million. And they're born from 1981 to 2001. I pray to God that some of you are listening, but a majority of you have these amazingly intelligent and articulate young adults as your children. And the largest birth year within that generation of 87 million is 1991, with over 4.6 million kids being born. And I want to tell you right now that the median age for purchase is 32 years old. So that means 2023, regardless of what you personally think, 2023 is going to be one of, if not the largest new home buyer purchase years. And that's still 3 full years away. We got to go all the way through 2020, all the way through 2021, and all the way through 2022, even before we start it. So even if you had nothing, you have no money, you have a ton of debt, I'm doing new home buyer classes this year, and I want you to go to churchillcolorado.com and sign up for these. Because even I have the best way ever for your adult children, or you if you're listening, to eliminate your school debt, period. I mean, I can help you get a loan with an FHA mortgage, only put 3% down on a house. Even better, if you're a military vet or active duty, you can buy a house with no money down. Even if you don't do that, you can go conventional and put 3% to 5% down. And I guarantee you, I can help you in the next 4 years earn $60,000 of equity in your house, no doubt at all. In a house you don't even yet own, and then you can sell it. Spend $15,000 to pay the real estate agent to sell it and have $45,000 cash, no tax, to pay off all your student debt or anything. Just don't even buy a house because you believe in it. Just buy a house in order to eliminate your debt. That's the big takeaway. The big takeaway is real estate in the Pikes Peak region and the whole state of Colorado is the best investment that you could make in 2020, let alone 2019. We've shown it. We're going to have 10% increase in value once again. We hit a record in October of $335,000 as a median home price. And all you have to do is call 719-330-1457 and say, Jay, I'm ready to sit down and see how I can purchase my first home, how I can help my adult child or my coworker or the friend at church to purchase their first home. Or just like Kathy did this last week, Jay, we have a house. We bought it for $70,000 in the security wide field. It's now worth $300,000. We want another house for retirement so we can make an extra $500 a month in retirement residual income. I can help you do that. But you have to go to churchillcolorado.com, put your information on the right-hand side, because now is the time. 2020, Bill McAfee, Empire Title, Economic Update, he studies this stuff as well, said, Jay, there's going to be no change. In an election year in 2020, we're going to see just as much appreciation because it's a supply and demand thing, and Colorado Springs is finally adding jobs, and the median incomes are going up. The average price went up 5.5%. The median price went up 5.8%, almost 6% just this last month. And I'm only concerned about the inventory, and the average days on market is down below 30 again. And that's so red hot. Even one of my mentors, Billy Eberhardt, says, hey, if you're talking investment property, these are areas you might want to stay away from. It's too hot. You know, you can invest in Pueblo, Security Widefield, Fountain is very good. I have a good friend of mine developing homes down Midway by the Pikes Peak International Raceway. You just have to call me at 330-1457 to get started. Now, one of the things that I wanted to finish this Power podcast segment on is, what specifically can you do? We don't want anybody to be left behind. Now, I know a majority of Americans, 65% of us, are homeowners, and this is great news. I know statistically 85% of us listening right now, you, are homeowners. So I'm really talking to 85% of the crowd for a majority of the show. But for the 15% that are not homeowners, for you listening right now, it's not enough that you and your husband or you and your wife are homeowners. What about your adult children? If you have a child that's over the age of 20 and they don't own a home, and I don't care if they live in Colorado or not, you've got to help them buy a home. I'll tell you reality. My kids are 13 and 16 years old, and we've already got a house on Three Eagles and on Pleasant Street here in town, in Pleasant Valley and in Ivy Wild, that we already own for our kids. Well, how do I know this? Because I spent their college money to buy them. But we bought my son a house for $220,000, and that house is $380,000 right now, $340,000 on a bad day, and we've only owned it since 2014. We've not even owned this thing five years now, and it's already went from 220 to, say, let's be very conservative and say 340. That's 120 grand in 5 years. That's like 30 grand a year in the savings account, and God is no respecter of any one individual. I mean, you can do this too. That's why I'm so inspired by individuals like Jerome. I'm excited to help you restructure your finances and get real estate, or Kathy, because that's the biggest takeaway, is that this market is going to expand, and we are going to make equity and profit as homeowners, whether you participate or not. So tag, you're it. And I'm willing to help you. And because it's never the wrong time to do the right thing at Churchill Mortgage and the Jay Garvin Show, that's what Mike Hartwick says, Dave Ramsey Solutions, his folks. I mean, he's trusted us for 27 years. You can trust us too. We're going to tell you the right thing. And if the timing is not right for you to purchase, if your focus has to be to eliminate some debt and get some reserves, that's what I'm going to tell you to do. Because it's not even going to get hot till 2023, so you've got plenty of time. So in the last minute here, I want to tell you, please call me personally at 719-330-1457. Always surprises people that I answer my own phone, but I do. So please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you haven't found your passion, your calling, and purpose, pray to God right now that He deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Call me personally at 719-330-1457, and I will talk with you all next week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on, yo!
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.